This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. 115 people are now hospitalized with COVID-19 in Colorado. That's up slightly from last week and the highest numbers since last spring, but it is still far below earlier peaks of the pandemic. Other measures like wastewater detection, cases, and the rate of positive tests are all trending upwards. The federal government is expected to soon approve new vaccines that target a more recent Omicron subvariant than the original shots. They could be available later this month. Suncor Energy will pay fines for air quality violations at its refinery in Commerce City. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency announced the settlement Wednesday. It requires the Canadian oil and gas company to pay over $750,000. The agency found Suncor made fuel that failed to comply with federal standards, leading to excess amounts of hazardous air pollution. Almost all the money will go to programs that help Front Range residents near the refinery buy electric lawn equipment. This Saturday, more than 1,500 runners will attempt to tackle the rough mountain road that separates Ouray and Telluride. The 50th annual Imogene Pass race is a Western Colorado tradition, though not everyone agrees on how to say it. Famed trail runner Rick Trujillo has this advice for participants.
IFM, incessant forward motion. As long as you're moving forward, you'll get to the end, even if it's at a crawl. But if you stop, you may never get to the end.
Trujillo was the first known person to run over Imogene Pass. The Telluride Chamber of Commerce started the race 1 month after that first run in 1974. This is CPR News and KRCC. Come find more of the latest news at CPR.org.